Okay, Melissa, when you're ready.
So, talking about not having any control, I wasn't going to raise my hand today.
You know what's funny? I was never going to sit in this chair either. But it just
So I just kind of want to follow along with what has kind of been happening the last couple of days that I've shared. And so there was more kind of stuff coming up for me this morning, and like a lot of guilt. And but I also within that was able to see that I never destroyed a life.
Wow.
And yeah.
Oh my
god. Pretty powerful. So even sharing, even what you said yesterday, when you said after I shared the story, which I wasn't going to share, how it had kind of released some of that shame, which it did. And I did, so it feels, it's like even to think about the story, my experience is so far away from me now. I feel so not disconnected, but it just feels like, you know, when you try to grasp for a thought or something and it's just not there. So that same thing of it just falling away. And so I did this morning, I did do some statements, which I realized I haven't actually written statements on my own since February. Yeah. And so it was hard, and I'm seeing so much more clearly. So as I'm looking at my relationship with food, there's still this, I'm watching the body rushing and these feelings that I have that I'm not really quite like. So when I go to write statements, I'm not really sure how I feel about food. Like I just kind of, I feel blank. Like, what do I write about? How do I write about this? And then at the same time, I'm pouring drinks for my boys for breakfast, and I'm aware that that's the self.
Yeah,
I'm seeing it, I'm knowing it. It's so a part of me wants to say, can it just all fall away with the simple seeing, and there doesn't have to be statements? But then I feel like that's resistance, because there's resistance to the statements. But I think, you know what else I think both are true.
No, you're still in my line. Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah. But that's correct, isn't it? There's a dropping away just from seeing. This isn't really food.
Yeah.
All the things I think about it aren't really true, because this isn't really food. It is the infinite self. But part of that unfolding and falling away might be, I have to write some statements. But only you know that. It depends how tenacious those thoughts are about the food that you're eating or not eating, you know, in that. And technically, yes, a powerful enough seeing and a deep enough seeing will wipe all of that out. In practice, in my own experience, sometimes some extra little bit of, I might see I'm not that pattern. I'm not even the one thinking that. I'm not the one obsessed with it even. But I still needed to just help what was left of the ego just kind of unravel it that bit, you know. You can do that same work knowing this isn't really my issue. I'm just watching this unraveling unfold. And there's also a sense of a doer that's doing something in that. And it's okay when you know it's only a sense of a doer.
Right. So, but what if I'm having this feeling like, oh, I have to write statements. Well, what do I feel about food? Well, I could feel a lot of things, but I really can't tell you how I feel about food. My first statement this morning was, I hate it. I hate food.
Yeah.
But then as I'm writing, it's like I'm writing about loving the vibrancy and the color of food and enjoying preparing certain food. So yes. I don't completely hate it.
So there's your next statement. I don't completely hate it. I'd like to feel more consistently the same way about it. Or something like that. You know, wherever you're at with it. And or even I see sometimes that this isn't really food. I'd like to have that seeing all the time. You know, something like it doesn't have to actually be about food. It can be where you're at with it. At the end of the day, as long as you're not avoiding doing it, you might not actually need to do it.
Yeah, and I think what I'm trying to do is try. I think there's a doer here who needs to write about it in a certain way in order to overcome it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's good.
And then I've done it.
Yeah, exactly.
You might not even have to get to that point, just from a willingness to look at whatever needs looking at here, which you did. Maybe that's enough. I'm really only suggesting statements to kind of keep your attention on the fact that this is an area where I have a lot of thoughts about things that I really still give some validity to.
Yes, and I don't want to ignore that.
Yeah,
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. They're gonna undo that, aren't they? They're atomically more powerful than anything else. The moment I look at what's on my plate and go, this isn't really food, this is emptiness. You know, then you'll feel the same about the food as you do about the deepest thing you experience in meditation or self-inquiry. You look at a tomato and you'll, or whatever you call it, tomato. Can't do it.
Yeah, tomato. That's great.
A carrot. You look at a carrot and go, this is blissful. This is blissful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened this morning when I was pouring the boys. I was just like, and it was like a split second, but I saw it. It's like,
whoa, I can show up like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just falling back in love with it then. This is just another way you can show up. It's not the enemy anymore then, is it?
No. Yeah.
As long as that kind of seeing is pretty consistent, you probably don't need to do any things. I only suggested that in case there was an unwillingness to kind of keep looking at this. Like you shared something, you went a bit further with your sharing than you intended to. Something might want to close down after that and go, you shouldn't have said that. You should not have said that. Now you've gone, you know, and then just kind of this knee-jerk response. But if that isn't there, then keep exploring that, you know. You give it a way of time going around the supermarket. Whoa, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. Don't say it out loud, though. You get some really funny.
Yeah, right. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You look so different as well. You look.
I feel different. Yeah, I feel. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. Okay, we have time for one more. Ian Tan just went. Oh my God, what's happening? Yeah. Despite your best resistance.
Yeah, I really got something to do with that. So, see if I can get the words out. So, I'm coming to a conclusion after quite a while of my thoughts about how things might come into being are actually usually a lot worse than when a situation happens.
The world actually shows up.
The world actually shows up. And I think perhaps this might have dawned on me a bit sooner, but it's kind of...
Because mine is always like, the sky is falling.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, it didn't, you know?
Yeah. Like recently,
it's okay.
Yeah, like recently we broke down in our camper van.
Motorhome,
beg your pardon.
I get told off otherwise.
In like this backcountry lane, no signal and no, which is obviously kind of, you know, I think everyone has a bit of fear of that. And there's, we ended up parked outside this farm, and the Welsh farmer came along, and he had his grandson who just finished his car mechanic course, and this, and suddenly they magically changed the tyre for us.
And magically?
That, well, it was magical, actually, because we didn't know where anything was. We didn't know where the jacking pots was and everything like that. And there's lots of examples like that where I think I would be, the mind says, if that situation happens, I'd be in a total panic.
Yeah.
And actually, I was quite calm and we worked through it and it was resolved.
And you didn't get stranded and then starve to death? And
no.
No.
We didn't.
It actually worked.
It actually worked okay. And like even coming here, there was kind of, when we arrived, I got into a little bit of, I sometimes worry about meeting people in a large group, kind of a repeated pattern I have. And it was just so different once I got there and saw that pattern playing out again and kind of relaxed into it, then it, the whole situation had been a lot different to what my mind was telling me it was going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, found myself chatting to people quite easily and all this kind of stuff.
And really your whole life when you look at it.
Yeah. So it's almost like, how do I, is conscious imagining the tool to kind of change that way of, you know, when I have a thought about, I project a thought about this potential thing coming up, because quite often there's things in the calendar coming up and your mind goes, and this could happen, that could happen. Is conscious imagining a really good tool to kind of use and imagine that situation to be kind of different and be more positive? And if you see what?
If you like it, then yeah, absolutely. Because if you're not consciously imagining what you do want, then you're unconsciously imagining and worrying about what you don't want. So there's no middle ground there, is there, in terms of, am I the worrying about what might happen, which is going to make that show up in some way, or imagining what I do want, which is overriding that and making something. But as you see, something better tends to show up than what your mind says is going to happen anyway.
Yeah, so what does that show then? Because even with the mind's best effort to create doom,
it shows
it doesn't actually create it, does it?
And when doom does show up, mind had no clue it was coming.
Yeah.
We noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, where did this thing that fell apart in my life?
Yeah.
Where did it come from? So it shows conclusive proof that mind has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's trying to change it, create and control the experience that's going to happen based on what it thinks is occurring.
Hmm.
And it's like working on very little data that's incorrect as well, saying, you know, thinking from the premise that you're a separate being in charge of your thoughts and emotions and actions, as you're saying. So right there, it's starting from an incorrect conclusion. And then it's trying to project what to do based on that and what the worst case scenario might be in any situation. So a clear enough seeing that what you think is going to happen never does is enough to kind of wipe out your ability to believe in that, if you let it hit you enough. If you let that, like, or sometimes what we think is going to happen does show up, but that's because we've been focusing on it consistently for a very long time. It takes a lot of consistent worrying for something to show up that we don't want. Seems to show up out of the blue because we're not aware that we've been consistently focusing on it.
So it's more like the kind of background. We don't even realize we've been doing it.
Yeah. You don't sort of sit there and go, oh my God, I'm worrying about this thing that might not happen. You just feel terrible. And then it shows up.
Okay.
A choice to redirect attention to something that you do want And I know I'm saying choice and redirect attention, and I've just told Will that you can't do that.
God. Can you explain more then?
No.
Okay.
No. But so it's up to you, whichever you feel is best tool right now for you. Probably both's going to happen. You're going to do a bit more conscious imagining or a lot more, and you're going to keep on seeing. Because life will steer you into those situations. If you hadn't broken down there and burst a tire, where there was no phone signal, no way to get any help, you wouldn't have seen that what you feared was going to happen didn't. So life's going to steer you into these places, pun intended, to show you what you're still, where you still go with those thoughts and belief in the worst case scenario that mind says.
So when the worst case scenarios come up, I could use them as a trigger to remind myself, if I can, to think of what, in a more positive light, what might happen.
Yeah.
So that means it's not a negative thing that they're coming up. It's just I can use it as a...
It's a jumping off point.
It's jumping off, yeah.
It's a springboard.
Yeah, yeah.
So... here's what my mind thinks is going to happen. And I can pretty much guarantee that's the one thing that won't happen.
Yeah.
So what do I want to experience now from there? Because if I keep attention on this, I'm going to get some watered down version of this worry. Right. You know, some kind of diluted experience that's some version of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
For me, after a while... consistently seeing that what I was worrying about never actually occurred. I never actually ran out of money. Actually, it got a bit hairy several thousand times. I'm not exaggerating, but it never actually occurred. That was powerful enough to loosen that believer meter, you know, that's like, oh. You know, I might say something immediately. There's an emotional response because I really believe it.
Yeah.
So whichever, I said it in one sentence, whichever you feel is best.
Yeah.
Probably a combination of those.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Okay. So let's leave that there for now. Let me stop this recording.